Right, let's fucking get into it. Let me just roll my sleeve. It's bro, it's fucking so hot in the UK at the moment as well. Like
It
it's
is
so f oh,
mad. It's
melting,
mad
bro.
warm.
And
I
I love
love it.
shorts. I love long sleeves as well, so it's a piss take.
Yeah, me, I'm a shorts king. Shorts, no underwear type shit, type beat. This is my element.
Well, welcome to the Real Talk podcast, the realest podcast on the internet. Definitely the fucking realest. Definitely the
Oh,
realest.
damn, I'm starting off like that.
I don't even know what episode we're on, but I know who I'm joined by.
19, episode 19. Welcome, welcome. And it's your boy, Enraged Nanashi, or otherwise known as Ash, simply Ash.
And this week, I'm gonna ask Ash how his week's been, but his week's been similar to mine. So, bro. Apart from what we're going to get into, how's your week been? Because you ain't working. I ain't working.
No. Yeah, week's been good, man. Bro, like it's given me a lot of positive time to not just with my family, which is obviously very important. There's been a lot of positive changes around here and kids developing really well, which is fantastic. But streaming, man, streaming is fun when you can allocate a bit more time and energy to it. Like I've gone from an I'm hoping it won't change, but it will probably change a little bit. But I've gone, by God, from doing maybe like 2, 3 hour streams to like now I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't want to end at 3 hours. Like I'm not even feeling it.
Nah, the other day when you were watching documentaries and shit, and you're watching Kitchen Nightmare, not Kitchen Nightmares, but like that
The
sort of
bar
shit.
rescue thing, yeah.
And I remember you were speaking to Jules, shout out Jada Jules. You were gonna raid at her, so you stayed on longer. And bro, I was like, it's like 9, 10 hours into a stream. I was like, bro, this guy ain't stopping. But what I will say is your views as well, and just your general like level of interaction. Like, you're really building something. And like I spoke about last week about how we have like one community, like the TMGC community, but then we all have like sub communities. And you're really like building that now. Like you're seeing that evolve. And I
Absolutely.
take so sorry, but I just want to give you
No,
this.
you're good.
A couple episodes ago, maybe 4 or 5 episodes ago, me and you talked about you streaming and how I said to you, like, bro, like if you actually like commit, like invest yourself, because you always have, but like you said yourself that like you've maybe not taken it as seriously at times, but you actually commit, like you are one of the best to pick up a mic. Like,
Hey man, I appreciate that. I'm learning how to take compliments as well. So I'd be like, no, this thing's like, no, thank you. I appreciate it, man. I
no, bro,
appreciate
you're
it.
building Legos on stream and getting views.
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 I'm always getting, I used to like really notice when I was dropping followers and stuff like that. But these days, canceled P Drizzy. But no, these days, like, I don't even worry or notice about this stuff. I'm getting so many new people in my chat, and I think what is finally clicking for me as well is it's all great networking with these like other streamers, but I'm getting people that don't stream, that don't necessarily go on Twitch or utilize Twitch for any other purpose than watching. And I think that's where I've always wanted to be at, where I'm finally getting those people. And I thought that would come, when I'm having like 50, 60 viewers, but just I think there's a shout out to you because there's a few things that you mentioned that I employed into my process, like for example, changing my tags to be a bit more relevant, to be a bit more up to date. I was just doing stuff that I thought would be interesting, but like AMA, Ask Me Anything. I put reacts in there now. I put reactions, and people are coming like, "Hey, can you react to this? Can you react to that?" The other day, as a joke, I was literally like, "Someone's like, oh, I want you to like." Sh Can you like react to my music? I was like, ha, man, we're not doing free promos like that. And he just gifted the sub, and I was like, no, I'm kidding. Like you don't have to do that. But he was like, no, let's go listen to my music now. We did it. It was fucking fire. Like it's really turning into something that I enjoy doing. So
But that's what we do. Like as a community, you know, because you're in like the IT field. I'm not got the fucking brain for it, so I don't. But you know that like data sharing and kind of information sharing is like the new currency. So like stuff that you've done the same with me. We've done it with each other. We've done it with the community. Those little like bits of like info that you don't gatekeep and that you share with each other, you see like those minor changes are what can help uplift you. But I think the biggest thing, and we had a little bit of debate about this, but I think the biggest thing in like the streaming space at least is you have to offer something as an individual. And the thing is about you is that as much as like I've jokingly said that like people like think you're arrogant and stuff like that, you're also very likable. So like I think when people come into your streams, you have to offer something. You either have to be, and we'll get onto it, but you either have to be an asshole that people love to hate, you either have to be extremely likable, or you have to be naturally funny. Like there's a bunch of other things. Like you can be a fucking chilled streamer who's like just very nice and people just come in there to relax. But you have to offer something. And what you offer is you're very likable. Like it's very hard. I couldn't dislike you, and I've known you a long time, so there's definitely things that I could find out that I wouldn't like. But I've never been able to not like you. Like so other people, if I feel like that, other people are gonna feel like that.
No, I agree. I think look, like when I was younger, I used to want everybody to like me, and you can't be everybody's cup of tea, man. And people are just not gonna like you just because they don't mesh well with you, they don't vibe with you. It may not be anything to do with them, and it may be all to do with you, but like it is what it is, man. The people that know they come into my streams, it's chill. We try not to like fucking fight. We talk a lot of shit about each other. Like shit, my mods go at it. And sometimes even I'm like, all right, relax. But they fucking be going at fucking each other's throats and shit. But we just let people be people, and if it gets too fucking rowdy or anything like that, we just chill, we bring it back to what we're here to do, and let's just fucking vibe with each other, react to shit, have fucking fun.
I really like that about what we've built as like a team, and I kind of the vision just becomes more and more obvious to me as we go along. But I really like what we're building because we all offer some like is it there's such a variation between like your streams to my streams, from Zapsa streams to Brit streams, from Zapsa streams to your streams. There's such a variation that like the community we're building has so much potential because of the what we offer
Yeah,
as
the
like
range of
content.
scope that there is.
The offer. Yeah, I love it. Do me a favor. Ask me how my week's been.
Including or just in general,
Just ask. Just ask.
all right,
We'll
Danny,
see where it goes.
how's your week been, Danny?
Fucking amazing. Like,
Oh.
you know more than anybody what I'm going through at the moment.
Right, a
And
lot. A lot.
this is the first week that there has been opportunities for fun. Like, I've looked forward to things because life is shit at the moment. Like I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. Life is not fun for me. But like this week, from like Wednesday onwards, bro, I felt like a kid in a candy shop.
Oh shit.
So for those that are unaware that maybe only watch this, whether it be on YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, whatever your choice of platform is, that maybe just tune into this. I know we're very small, but I'm sure there's one or two people that for some reason somehow found us
May have
and
found us,
on
on any of those platforms,
yeah.
including YouTube.
And haven't tapped in with our content or don't follow us on Twitter, Enraging and Ashy, the Me Gaming channel on Twitter. Thursday rolls around, and as everyone knows, or if you don't know, because I'm making you aware, my content is considered by some people edgy. though that was used in a very derogatory manner.
This content is on Twitch, by the way, just in case.
And for a couple of weeks, we've been doing the rice purity test. And not to throw him under the bus, but it was suggested to me by this man right here, following, that maybe we should do a tier list, because tier lists are fun, and Ash does tier lists. Like, I think you've done two, one or two?
Yeah, I've done maybe two. Yeah, one or two.
And I was like, nah, that's a little
actually, you said, like, should we do a tier list? And then you back, like you back.
Yeah,
like,
I backed
nah.
down.
And then I was like, no, fucking do it, actually. Yeah. Like, and then people wanted it.
People wanted it. People
it
wanted
wasn't,
it.
Yeah, it wasn't talking to yourself in the mirror type shit and be like, yeah, I'll fuck it, I'll do it. It was
no, I refused to start off with. I said, I was like, oh, and then
you
I backed
said it,
out.
And then he's like, backed out. He's like, ah, nah. And then I'll put my hands up. I was the first one. I was like, fucking do it. You might as well do it. You've said it now. Like, fucking do it. Yes, yes, yes.
So Thursday rolls around and I'm like, do you know what? We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it. Fuck it. But I'm just going to do my friends. Like, people I know personally that I've had personal relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a try and make people anonymous. But what is kind of in the background of all this is a couple days prior, and Ash knows because I spoke to Ash and I spoke to Britt about it, I found out a close friend of mine wasn't keen on me and maybe was talking smack. But I didn't believe it because that's my friend. That's a close friend. That's someone who has only ever spoken highly of me, has never vocalized any issues with me.
Been in events with you. Been in streams with you.
Supported me.
Supported you. Both. It's
invited
both
me
ways,
on his platform. Invited me in his platform.
Both ways. Both ways.
So I didn't totally believe it. And then we do the tier list. No one. No, I lie. One person mentioned that she wasn't entirely comfortable with it, so we didn't include her. I didn't think it'd be an issue because none of this was based on looks, image, anything personal. It was more or less, where will this person rate on the rice purity test? We didn't overtly say that, but that's essentially what it was because it was based off the running theme of the rice purity test in streams. Fast forward 24 hours. A tweet goes out. And a friend of mine messages me going, hey, yo, I think this tweet is about you. So I go and check it out. I've received no DMs from anyone post-stream. We're 24 hours on now. No one has DM'd me going, oh, what you did last night was fucked. Or I've got an issue with it. No one had messaged me or contacted me. They didn't contact Ash, who is like VP and also head mod and all that business in the channel. So he knows everything. Ash is privy to everything that goes on with me. No one messaged him. No one messaged Britt. And I see the post and then I see the shares. And low key, I should go and pull the shares up now and read some of the fucking some of the shares. But you know, we're not gonna kind of blow up the spot. But people are talking about rating body types is disgusting. He's a disgusting human. What he does is immoral. He sexualizes women. He talks about kids. All kinds of vile, disgusting dirt that I wouldn't put on anyone's name. All gets put on blast. And then what does Deli do? I hate talking in the third person. He comes together with his friends and his family, real people, no fake shit. And I say, did we do anything wrong? Did I go too far? Because my people will tell me if I'm in the wrong. Not everyone can say that because they like to surround themselves with yes men. But no. They'll question, they'll say, Deli, you go too far sometimes. But on this matter, no. Did we do anything wrong, Ash?
I don't. I disagree with any notions of doing something wrong. Did we upset people and people are like, don't necessarily agree with what we've done? Yeah, absolutely. But did we just take public figures, things that people put in public, i.e., maybe photographs or profile pictures, and utilize them on a platform without permission? Yeah, but how many times have we spoken about these people in positive lights without permission before, utilized their profiles, and it wasn't an issue? And again, we weren't necessarily putting people in a negative light as well. It was more so a case of just giving opinions, no facts, no personal information, no details, no nothing. So, yeah.
What is funny about all this is the fact that it's been made out. So let's talk about it that we do every Saturday. Has been called a porn cast, has been called no, this is a beautiful one, you'll love this. My streams have been called a cooking fest. CUCK.
I don't necessarily disagree.
I knew you'd like that one. I knew
You
you'd
know
like that
my
one.
stance on that,
You
bro.
knew I knew you'd like that one.
That one, I.
But in this instance, with this tier list, we didn't even sexualize people per se. Was it on a freaky scale, like in terms of like the rice purity test? 100%. But we didn't even discuss people in like a sexual way. We didn't even, it's not like
We weren't
we.
looking at people and
No.
saying, oh, yeah, you know, like. Would bang, wouldn't bang you, none of that
No.
stuff. It was looking, or not even looking at the person, as in the pictures or whatever was used. It was more looking at the person. How we know them through the community. Again, use people that we genuinely know quite well. And just saying like, haha, oh, I think they're like would be here on the scale from up there. It really.
But what is the kind of point I'm trying to make with all this, if you're kind of wondering what the poignant point is the fact that a man. And yes, you may say that me using the term man and saying it with such emphasis is old fashioned, but fuck you. A man went and posted a whole fucking essay throwing subliminals at me, someone who you have called a close friend, and never even dropped me a message. But you know what he did do, Ash? He messaged girls I know.
Really?
He messaged girls I know and asked how well they know me, how often we talk, what information they've got about me.
Well,
It's
I mean, I guess we didn't ask for permission, so they don't necessarily need to speak to us. Like,
they don't. They don't. But I mean, it's a little strange to message girls that you may think I have a personal relationship with before Thursday, before that tweet was even out, and ask how often we talk. Why would you need to know that? You're a married man. It's just a little strange to me because it doesn't seem like your issue is the tier list. It doesn't seem like my content is the issue. So, how's my week been? Amazing. Amazing. So, after all this came out and all the hoopla. You got blocked by people.
I got blocked by one person. I got
Okay.
unfollowed by the rest.
Okay. Either way, friends in the community, people that you've known for nigh on a year, unfollowed you without as much as a explain or expand.
Oh no, I got an explanation. I just couldn't type back.
But people, and this is kind of leads on to a societal discussion. But people really don't wait to get the facts anymore. They kind of create a narrative that suits their moral standing, their social thought processes, all of that sort. They don't. No one questions anything anymore, or it doesn't appear that way anyway. Because I've been unfollowed by like, I reckon I've lost about 60 to 70 followers across all platforms now. And everyone that's unfollowed me, none of them, but sorry, one person. Apart from one person out of those, say, 70 people, only one of them has actually asked for the facts. Like, isn't that fucked? That we don't question or don't ask for the facts or the evidence before we
Nah,
make a decision.
cancel culture, bro.
No, I know, but it's fucked, ain't it?
It is what it is. It
It's
is what it is. People live in their own realities, and they're in your own reality just as much as mine. We're both right, as well as other people. So, and it's much easier to disagree, and it's much easier to disagree and then part ways than to disagree and conversate. So is it fucked? Yeah. Is it surprising? Not really.
No, oh no, none of this is surprising. But I think us, not knowing us and our friendship, we are two people that will question. Like if I told you to unfollow someone tomorrow because of
I'll do it.
this, if I said to you, bro, I can't stand this motherfucker, like they did this disgusting thing, you would be like, you'd say, show me.
Yeah.
But what it seems like society does at large is they go, really? Block. Like it's it and this is why if anyone's ever wondered, this is kind of one of the reasons that I produce the kind of content that I do as an individual on my own personal channel. Because like I refuse to bow to what someone else tells me is socially acceptable. I said to someone that was speaking to me about Thursday today, I said that like my mother always said to me, like, if someone tells you to go left, you'll go right just to show them that you can do it. Just to piss them off, like just to create that divisive thought process. And I think that's kind of where people get me fucked up is that I'm not an idiot that thinks with his dick. No, that's not totally true, but I don't. Everything we do on my channel is a lot more intelligent than it seems. And I don't think I think that people don't stop to ask, and it's funny. And that's kind of why I enjoy what I do as well, because is anything I do that
Yeah, but
bad?
you're authentically you. So if pe at least if people hate, they dislike you.
I like that. That's a great way of saying it. That is a great way of saying it. 'Cause it's I get it. I get it. If you don't like me and what I do, I get it. But
Put on a facade.
to display that's exactly the word. To put on a facade that like you're squeaky clean and that look at this big bad man over there. It's What happens in the darkness always comes to light. Always comes to light. Because we're not bad people. Like I said, do I say things that are bad or do things that are bad? Yeah. Yeah, but
according to my morals anyway.
But
inherently bad, like, are you hurting people? No. But
no.
I like
No, no,
you
no,
take a chill pill probably.
But the thing is, at least you know. Like, that's the thing. That's the thing. If you come into my space, it's on the door what you're signing up for. What I don't like is those people that like kind of, you know, lead people down the fucking yellow brick road and kind of go, oh look, let's go chase this rainbow. And then at the end of it, you just end up getting fucking fucked. You know, I was going to use a lot worse phrase, but I don't think I will. You end up getting fucked further down the road. Like, you know what you sign up for when you come into my streams or you join the community. If you join the community, you know that you're only going to get love and support. No one will ever have a bad thing to say about our community. And if you come into my streams, you're going to hear about dick and pussy. If you go into Asher's streams, you're going to watch serial killers and build Lego. You know? It's displayed on the door. Like, you can pick your poison. Like, so this week is really shown me that, like, you have to be so careful about who you associate with, because not everyone's who they seem. And it's been tough because we've lost real friendships. Like, I've lost people that have been there since the very start based on a lie, and I think that's the only thing that's kind of upset me. Is that I've lost friendships on a lie. Because we had some really good friends, bro. Or people, at least, that we believed. We genuinely invested time with. People that had been there on the journey of you having your child. People that had been with me. I remember one of the people, when I went through a breakup that was pretty hard for me, came into my stream and had a whole, like, fucking heart-to-heart. People that I had genuine relationships with, and it's all been lost over a lie. Like, it's, I think I just feel let down. I think that's the only thing I feel. If I was to put a negative on it, I just feel a little bit let down by some people.
Yeah, I guess,
because people know our characters and know who we are, or at least we believed it.
Yeah. Hey man, I think I can agree with you, I guess, empathize wise. I don't know, because for me, there's people that are like, how do I put this, and not to seem like a dick, but
no, to be a dick, it's real talk, bro.
No, but you know, the thing, like, out of sight, out of mind. That's really a thing for me. Like, if I don't see somebody or speak with them or anything, they're kind of like at the back until I'm doing something and I see that they're there, and I'm like, oh yeah. So, like, for example, I haven't spoken with my Turkish friends before a couple of days ago. I hadn't spoken to them for about 6 months. Like, neither of us really contacted each other, but when we do, it's like when we first met 4 years ago, you know what I mean? Like, with the closest of friends. And that's something that I've always had, like, out of sight, out of mind. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't really recognize people aren't there.
Yeah.
So for me, it is disappointing. Like, I won't be able to necessarily have those people there anymore, but, like, it won't affect me tomorrow. Like, at the
no.
end, there's bigger shit going on.
Yeah. What, and to kind of maybe move, like, settle this, like, story on a positive, because this is going to come out after the fireworks are going to be the next 24 hours. What I will say that made me feel so fucking warm and fuzzy inside is,
oh, I know,
is the people around me. Like, you don't know who people really are until you actually need them.
Yeah.
And It has been so fucking good, bro. Like, I couldn't have done this without you.
It's not
Like,
bad.
genuinely though, like, you have been there every step of this. Like,
Course,
and
bro.
it's real, bro. Like, it's real.
Yeah. The tens of peoples that like leave, there's tens of peoples that will come and support and have your back. Like, this is
Yeah.
how it is.
Yeah, but not everyone has what we have. That's what I recognized. Because me, you, Brit, and Zaps in particular, like it's the only way I can say it is it's real. Like, not everyone has those people that you can go, bro, I need you. Like, and like that. Like, as soon as we found out what was going down, everyone was on a phone call. Not everyone has that. And it's, I think this experience has been so positive, and it's not our first rodeo, but the fact, like, the fact you have people that will just drop everything and go, yep, let's sort it. It's so fucking heartwarming and so reassuring. I said it on Let's Talk About It yesterday. Like, the fact that, like, I just had people to say it's gonna be okay. Sometimes that's all you need.
In the grand scheme of things, this is just but a speck.
It really is as well. Like, you put it perfectly yesterday when you were like, there's 7 billion people in the world. Like,
It feels like a lot more of a colossal thing than it is, but also none of this shit really fucking matters, man. Like, none of this shit really, like, at the end of the day, when I'm old and gray, I'm probably not gonna remember this. I'm just gonna remember fucking streaming. Like, none of this shit matters.
I really hope, like, and I know we will. Like, I have true belief in what we're doing, but I'm just looking forward, and I've talked about it a bunch of times, but I'm just looking forward to sitting at the top and just turning to everyone and going, remember that. Like, remember that boss fight. It all this does is it just makes me more excited. Like, yesterday when the turnout and just saw the numbers weren't affected at all,
So.
that I was sat there, I was like, those motherfuckers that blocked, unfollowed, and some of you motherfuckers were watching,
You weren't even
because
here.
all the, like, that must hurt to tear down someone's character and paint a lie and then see it not affect someone. That must fucking hurt. But yeah, nah. It's been a good week. It's been a good fucking week. We also saw the end of Drake and Kendrick.
Oh man, updates.
We saw the end of that. It seems to have been deaded now, though. Is it the end?
I don't know. I heard Drake is selling a lot of his houses in America. Why is he selling his houses? Allegedly.
Allegedly. And there was also document leaks. I don't know if you saw it, but OVO and I think it's UBG, who are like, I think it might be either the management company or the distribution company for OVO, sent a cease and desist to Kendrick,
Of course.
and also demanded that he release, demanded or requested, I can't remember what it was, but basically asked him to put out a statement and an apology to Drake, saying he isn't a paedophile. You not seen
What?
this?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
The
yeah.
only thing I saw was that it was pretty much almost proven that Drake didn't feed that picture to fucking Kendrick, because there's like someone that's like, you saying that I stole this or whatever, like
Yeah.
sent a cease and desist to Drake, Uno Reverso, and was like, and then set screenshots of like camera footage of him discarding the things and shit as well, which is mad, which is crazy.
The what did you think to the Heart Part 6?
I'm not hearing, like, I think it was a good, like, I think it was a good song.
Oh, bro, the
I
beat
think
is
it was,
fire.
yeah, I think it was a good song, but I'm not hearing, like, it's really split down the middle. My thing was, when I listened to it, I immediately thought, okay, he's not like curled up in the corner, not throwing punches back,
Yeah.
but it was almost like that. Like, he's getting a bit overwhelmed and he's like, hey, let me focus on denying these instead of attacking this way. So I thought it was a good song. I thought it was a good comeback. I think it's definitely worth the listen, and like, but it just lacked that punch for me.
I said, I remember listening to some reviews. Sorry, I said, I remember listening to some reviews of like all the tracks, and they said like Drake is just so listenable. Like Drake is so easy on the ears. Drake is an amazing artist. Like just like being impartial. Like his music is just so easy. And that's it kind of also it almost works against him. Because you're listening because you enjoy it. Whereas when you listen to Kendrick, you're listening for him to say something.
Something else that's was pointed out to me. I was watching these two podcasters as well, and they were like, Kendrick lost in the beginning because he was dropping too many entendres. Like, Drake shit was catchy and he's saying it directly, whereas like people are like, oh, I don't want to like have to think about my lyrics. And I thought, well, that's like the basis of hip hop. Like, that's how hip hop started. And everybody has their own opinions, right? So fair enough. But like, can you really truly say you're like a fan of rap and hip hop if you're not seeing it like both sides? Like, hip hop has always been about those double, triple entendres, utilizing wordplay and literacy to get points across and like go under the radar. And you got to listen to it like two or three times to be like, oh shit. I can't tell you how many times like I've done that on a Lil Wayne song. Like, I finally like properly focus on it. I'm like, I missed that. That's a
Oh,
bar.
yeah.
And I think you're right. Like, Drake has all of that shit where it's like you can play it in a club. And I think that's the way hip hop has gone as well. It's less about
The bars.
lyricism. Yeah, like, it's still gonna be catchy. You still gotta have those catchphrases in there, but it's more about like the hooks and melodies rather than like the lyricism.
Yeah.
So that's what I've kind of enjoyed, having both sides. Like, this is a Kendrick household in here, but I can't lie. I play both the tracks because both of them bring a different type of feel and vibe. And I definitely was maybe a bit of a glazer for Kendrick. I was like, he's winning like 4-0, 4-1. But after listening,
It's a whole lot closer.
it's a lot closer than I thought it was.
It was kind of tied up for me, not knowing which way it'd go, until the last meet the what's it called?
Meet the gr bro,
Meet the Grass.
when Kendrick dropped twice in a row, I said, yeah, he's up, and Drake's gonna have to come with something. He came with the Heartbeat Part 6, and I was like, it wasn't it for me.
No.
It
It
wasn't it for
he
me.
shouldn't have dropped. He shouldn't have dropped. He should have dropped later on. He should have let the hype, because that track by Kendrick was so fucking hard hitting that anything Drake dropped in the next 24 hours wasn't going to matter.
No, but I know why he did it, because he was like, oh well, because Kendrick pre-planned that both 18 30, within 30 minutes, Meet the Grahams was out. He was like, okay, I'm not gonna do that, but we gotta make sure that people know that we planted all of that information. Like, he needed to get that out.
It just wasn't it though, bro. Like,
it wasn't.
And the thing is,
but I have, again, those podcasts that I was listening to be fair, they were like Drake Glazers anyway, a little bit. They still have Drake winning, and I'm like,
oh
that's,
yeah,
I
I
don't
think
have Drake winning.
no, oh bro, it's just Family Matters is an unbelievable track.
Family Matters was a good track.
It's so fucking good. Just as a track anyway. Push Ups or whatever it's called, or Drop and Give Me 50, whatever it's called. Good track. Good track. But you cannot go and listen to We Are Not the Same and tell me Kendrick hasn't won. It doesn't matter if Drake's last two or three diss tracks were hitting. We Are Not the Same. Everything from the album artwork to the track itself is just a home run. Kendrick literally just, I mean, we talked about it way too much in the last one, so we're not gonna like dissect the track. But it was surgical what you saw. It was literally someone putting someone's image in front of you and you just picking it apart bit by bit. I listened to it today and I was listening and I was just like, hey yo, like I'd quit music if someone wrote that about me. I'd be out of here.
I think, are we seeing the end of Drake? I don't know.
No, someone said that like Drake could drop tomorrow, go number one. Because let's be honest, when was the last time Drake produced a good album?
Nothing was the same.
Views was pretty good.
Was it good, or was there a
Let
lot of,
let's get this up. Let's get this up.
or was there a large,
Let me.
was it quantity?
See,
Was
that's the
it
thing that like.
throw shit at the wall
Let's see.
and hope enough sticks?
So Drake.
Drake's discography. All right, show more. Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I always want a Drake album.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm starting from the beginning. From 2010, Thank Me Later.
You're missing So Far Gone.
So far, that was an EP.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but like actual albums.
Thank Me
Thank
Later, great album.
you. Good album.
That Alicia Keys song, Fireworks, I think it is, one of my favorite Drake songs.
Take Care. Phenomenal
Masterpiece.
album. Phenomenal
Will go
album.
down as a classic.
I can agree. Nothing Was the Same.
Great album.
Good album. Views. No.
If you're reading this, it's too late. What is that, an EP? Is that a? Because
If
that's
you're
a.
reading this, it's too late. It wasn't a studio album, I think.
Because that's the
It
song.
was
That's
a
mixtape.
mixtape?
I don't think it is
Yeah,
though. Because
it's classed as a mixtape.
it's got like okay, got some fucking bangers on it. So views. What's on views?
Okay, so Views has Keep the Family Close.
Yeah.
Don't remember it. Nine.
Controller.
Nine.
One Dance. Come on.
Come
It's one,
on.
that's one of Drake's greatest
Do you
songs.
know Nine? No.
Child's Play. Nah, bro. This album's a fucking banger.
No, bro. See, but listen. Just go through. Let's go through. Go through this with me. Keep the Family Close. You remember that one? You
I
remember
don't.
that song?
No, I
No.
don't.
Okay.
Nine,
Nine.
I
Do
do. Yep.
you know that song? You put it as a banger?
It's a good song, though.
Is it a banger?
No, but I think on a good album, if you can pick out three or four like classics or like bangers or like songs that
So
absolutely
if I
slap.
had an album of 50 songs and you could pick out three songs.
No, see, this is a mistake Drake makes, is you look at great artists, Jay-Z albums. There's probably going to be nine tracks, maybe 12. So when you produce nine songs, you need four or five of them, I think, to be absolute bangers. And then you have like good slash filler songs. Like what Drake does is produce albums with fucking 16 to 21 fucking tracks on them.
This album had 20 songs, and I can tell you for a fact that Controller, One Dance, and Hotline Bling, which was a bonus track, are like the three,
Too Good
like,
with Rihanna.
don't remember it.
But bro, you listen to that song, I guarantee you'll fucking love it. So I
I
would
used to
go,
love you with me. You with me. You with me, or what?
bro, that song
I
is
got
oh, that is
responsibility, the people that I need. I used to love that song.
so we say Hotline Bling. This is my list, by the way, this isn't yours. Hotline Bling, Fire and Desire, I'd put up there. I think Beyonce is on that as well, but she's not listed. Too Good. I know Too Good is actually one of my favorite Drake songs. Child's Play, the music video that's fired, that's like him arguing with a girl in Cheesecake Factory. One Dance.
Also, would you call this a rap album? Yeah.
Well, that's always been the thing, isn't it? Is Drake a pop star? Is he an R&B artist? Is he a rapper? I mean, the guy is talented. His freestyles are fucking flames. Like 4 a.m. in New York is one of my favorite tracks. I think that's on the Dark demo tapes. 6 a.m. in Calabasas.
4 a.m. in Toronto is amazing.
4 a.m. in Toronto, that's the one I'm thinking of, not in New York. Yeah, that's the one. Where is
But
it? Where is it on the PA? Is it like outside the private jet and is like rapping as he walks?
is he outside a private jet, or is he in, like, I thought he was just in some grungy ass place.
I'm pretty sure I might be wrong, but either way, bro, that's on my gym playlist because it's just I like rap Drake. Like War is a fucking banger. Yeah, bro. I'm not a Drake Glazer, I'm not a Kendrick Glazer. I'm completely like down the middle. Like neither of them are my favorite artists, like and are even close to like Wayne and Hove. Wayne and Hove, like I yeah, bro. They are the goats. And luckily there's never been any like serious mud put on the names because if it came out that one of them was like a Diddy, I'd be fucking devastated.
Also, views did less than, did it do less than, oh no, that Scorpion did really bad.
Yeah, Scorpion wasn't. Scorpion's actually like a pretty decent album, but it's not great. What I will say Drake always does on every album, there's at least like there's a fucking hit.
Yeah, but what Drake does is the reason that people love Drake so much is because he makes club bangers.
Oh
That's
yeah.
the whole point. One Dance, Controller, it's club music.
He's talented though, bro. Because like I've just been going through because I was just looking at More Life to see how good that album is, and that's the album with KMT on. And bro,
Stole the flow. Stole the flow.
it like th this is my argument. Whenever people shit on Drake about this, one of the greatest, some of the greatest artists that people will hold up in the like upper echelons when you get into like real rap talk is Ice Cube. Ice Cube had half his discography wrote for him. You look at NWA. Ice-T wasn't even a gangster. He wasn't even about it. You look at the NWA story. He wasn't even a gangster like that, but they were portrayed like that. But these are some of like the Hall of Famers that we hold up to like the highest standards of like rappers. Like what Drake is incredibly talented at what he does. Like incredibly talented. And it all depends on how you're putting like your top five together when it comes to hip hop. What measurement tools you're using. Because if you're talking about commercial success, ain't no one come close to Drake.
Yeah, of course.
Record sales. But then if you're holding him up against a Kendrick, and you're judging it just on bars,
Well,
it's
okay.
pointless. It's
Who
pointless.
the better discography? It's Kendrick.
Drake, no.
It's Kendrick. It's Kendrick. If you're not looking at, like, views and stuff. who's got like musically talented? It's Kendrick.
Kendrick for me has.
Bro, tell me which Drake album is better than Good Kid, Mad City.
No, there's not.
That's
No.
what I'm saying. It's Kendrick. Kendrick's discography, like, okay, whether we're putting it out to like what the public eats up, takes a, it's of course it's
I
Drake.
love this. This is my type of debate.
We know that,
The
but there is no album. Section 80 and Good Kid, Mad City are, sorry for the disrespect.
Section 8 is not an album, though. It's a
Section 80
mixtape.
is 100%
Is
album.
it? Is it? I'm pretty sure.
100% album.
There's only what? There's six tracks on it.
No, there's tons of tracks. I think there's 10. There's
Is there?
16 tracks, bro. There's
Fucking
16
hell!
tracks
Yeah,
there.
nah, I'm trying shit.
Section 80 is a
No,
fuck.
it's a dude, no. Section 8 is probably I'd put up there with it. It'd make my if I was going to say top 20 albums of all time,
Oh,
Section 8 would be
it's
up
up
there.
there. It's
Bro,
up
which
there.
song is sorry, I'm just gonna have to look at the fucking it's what's it called? I've not got it up yet. It's called like her something. Fuck.
Is it Drake or Kendrick? Sorry.
No, Kendrick. It's on Section 80.
Is it him and her or something like that?
Keisha song. That's it.
Yeah, oh,
That's
Keisha's song is crazy.
bro, yeah. No, the problem for me when I look at Kendrick, the only issue I have, and I love Kendrick, so don't get it twisted, is some of the
He's
albums just the listenability, the replay value isn't there for me.
that's for you,
No,
but like
I
it,
know. So, but it's so hard to be impartial when you're talking about.
No, I get it, I get it. For me, I agree. I listen to Drake prior to this. I listen to Drake way more than I re-listen to Kendrick. However, what I will say is, when I was pulling up albums, if I heard a Kendrick song, I'm going back for more. If a Kendrick song was, I usually put my shit on shuffle. If it's like come back, I'm replaying that song and I'm going back to the album. Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City
Yeah,
are some of like,
they're
once I hear
both
Kendrick,
classics.
I gotta hear more of it.
Yeah, they're
His
both classics.
other ones, I get it, but also I think like there is more to hold here. Like again, Section 80. You have Ronald Reagan era, Keisha's song, rigor mortis,
Oh, shit.
fucking high power. Everybody put three fingers in the air. The wind is cold and the sky is falling and stand for something. Die. Bro, come on, man. Like it's different.
Yeah, I mean, they like the whole top three conversation is it's easy. It's easy to have Kendrick, Drake, and Cole. And what Drake does very well is he floods the market. Like he floods the market. So like his marketing and team behind him is very clever. It's a tough one for me. It is a tough one because the listenability, like I say, of like Kendrick's album, like his discography is, yeah, it's those two albums.
But
And
I
how
can't tell you
far?
the last time I pulled up a Drake album.
Oh,
Drake song,
I
Drake songs constantly on replay. But
yeah.
then that's it. One Dance. I can't tell you the last time I listened to a fucking One Dance. Even the tough songs, 4 a.m. in Toronto, that's like on a that used to be on a regular basis. Now I pull it up sometimes, even if I remember it.
That's a great point. I'm actually just gonna quickly look at the last, apart from obviously until this kicked off, what the last Drake song that like really hit was.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Money trees, poetic justice, swimming pools. Oh my God. Why are you babysitting? Only two or three shots, bro.
Yeah.
Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst is a masterpiece as well, bro. There's too much going on in Drake.
There's, I think the thing is it's so tough to have this conversation because one is like an artist, like an actual artist. Like to Pimp a Butterfly is a work of art.
Yeah.
Like you look at the whole backstory. So I think it was To Pimp a Butterfly is when you actually break it down, he's writing a letter or something. I can't remember what the backstory is. There's a whole backstory to Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a whole like whole lore to it apparently. But Damn was a great album. But this is the problem that and it's yeah, I guess it's not a huge issue, but Kendrick just doesn't drop. So you don't talk about him as much, whereas Drake floods the market, like I say. So yeah.
But if we're also going to talk about it, yeah, Drake does more sales. Who's got more like awards though? Who keeps edging who out of awards?
Can I just say though,
Hater.
one of Drake's best lines that I listened to, and I was like, "Hey, yo, it's fucking amazing!" Is when he went, Kendrick just opened his mouth, like you know that line.
Oh, when
Someone
he's like.
Drake just opened his mouth. Someone giving him award.
Yeah,
Someone give him
he's
award.
a hater. He's a top tier hater.
Yeah, no, but that's
Top
just
tier.
trolling. That's just 101 trolling. Like
Yeah,
it was such a
that's for
line. I
the
was like,
Kendrick
"Hey,
deep
yo."
riders. That's
Yeah,
for
yeah.
the Kendrick Glazers.
Yeah. I listened to, yeah. Whoever wrote that for Drake, amazing.
Oh my God.
Oh,
And I don't know if you saw, but Daylight wrote a diss track for Drake ages ago. I think it was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
He wrote,
No.
apparently he wrote God's Plan and Back to Back.
Yeah, but this is what I say, like sometimes unless you're discussing like the greatest of all time, you've just got to enjoy the music because Drake makes great music. Great music. You go on any Drake album, there'll be a song for you. Like, that's why I'm not a Drake hater. Like, I think
No.
Drake is a great spitter. Like the his songs are great. Would I put him in my top five? No, nowhere near. Like,
Put
unless we're
Kendrick in
talking.
your top five. The fact that you're thinking about it is,
Bro, there's over 50 years worth of rap to go through.
I know, but it was a solid no for Drake. But Kendrick
No,
is
yeah.
a thought,
Oh, 100%,
so he's
100%.
up there. He's above.
Oh, he's easily top 10. Easily.
But is
But
Drake
it.
top 10?
See, it's what you base it off. Because
Because I think you're looking at it as a very overall approach. Like,
I think
okay,
you have
Drake
to.
hasn't, yeah, of course, Drake hasn't had like the discography that maybe Kendrick has, and Kendrick doesn't produce as much as Drake, but like Drake does this really well, like in terms of getting people for him. Like when I was there. It was times when Drake was dropping, and
Everything.
everything stops to listen to this song. Everything stops, and then it's on every fucking phone, every radio station. You hear it 12 times in freaking 2 hours. You're sick of it. But then you've also got like Kendrick is like one of the only rappers to win a
I think he was the
Pulitzer
only
Award.
rapper. I think he
I
might be
think
the
he's,
only rapper that's won a Pulitzer Prize or whatever the fuck it's
which is
called.
like usually for it's art, like
Yeah.
it's like orchestras and like it's
Classical music, like
for
real.
like the top, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? It would be really good. I think it'd be tough to do like a top 10 of hip hop. But I what I don't like, and it's probably just like my nature and what we've talked about throughout this podcast, but what I don't like is people that shit on Drake. For the sake of
Just to
Drake,
shit on,
just to
just
shit on
to
him,
shit on Drake.
because the thing is if you actually look at Drake, you actually take a second to actually look at him as an artist. Like he's a fan of like the sport that is hip hop. Like you see him at Smack events. I think they call like the I think it's Don't Drop the Pen. All that shit. He's like he actually studies hip hop. So like I have respect for. Because he could be a guy who just sits back and makes just produces music and just doesn't really get involved in the game. But he supports what hip hop is as a whole. Like so yeah, I don't like that shit. But He'd make my top 10, I think. I think he'd be I think you'd be getting him a bit I think you'd get hip hop fucked up if you didn't put him in your top 10.
Okay, I've searched this up, so I want to ask you this. Not your top five, but what do you think Billboard's top five rappers are?
It's gonna be pretty easy to kick it off. So
Okay.
it'll be Hove, Wayne, and M. I've got to be
Okay.
in there.
So you think that you don't have to do it in any particular order, just you think Hove, Wayne, and M are in the top five. Who would you think are the other two?
Kanye
I'll tell you actually.
and Kanye, and I think they probably put Drake in there.
Okay. I'm gonna do it from number 10.
Oh no.
Number 10, Nicki Minaj.
This list has already been
Already
discredited.
chalked, already chalked. I know.
And
Number
Nicki'd make top 50 if I was to do the
top
top.
50. That's
No, if I was to do a list,
junk.
because the only reason I say that is T.I., his podcast, he did like a top 100 and Nicki made the top 50.
Yeah. Okay. So
Fucking
Nick,
Nicki. Are you fu- Okay.
yeah.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Snoop Dogg, number nine.
Nah.
I get it. I get it.
Bro, how many good Snoop albums is that? Snoop, I love Snoop.
Yeah, I think they were doing it based more on impact as
Oh
one of
yeah,
like,
impact, yeah, it's gotta be.
yeah, it's encompassing everything, not just like sales, not just discography. I
Okay.
think it was impact and him being like sort of a founding member along like sort of Dr. Dre. So he's more impactful in that sense rather
Oh
than
bro, he's
obviously.
everyone knows Snoop. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, impact alone, yeah.
Drake, number eight.
I get it.
Lil Wayne, number seven.
Bro, get this, bro.
Get the list
Bro, this
out
is,
of here.
nah. Whoever wrote this list is like a 15-year-old college girl that's listened to rap since 2008. Like, ain't no, bro. You got him all. You are talking about the mixtape master. I don't give a shit what anyone says. When it comes to Wayne, that isn't a bad album. Not bad. Bro, even his rock album is slaps. Like,
Okay, bad, no, but like I think maybe he might have went on a little bit longer than he should have.
bro,
What was
if
that album? What the fuck was it called?
Wayne is one of the only artists, if he drops, if it came out that he's dropping at midnight tonight, I'm staying up to listen to it.
The Carter Five? You thought that was
Bro, I every single Carter, I would put
is that the one with Chance the Rapper on it?
I will put everything I hold dear on the fact I have listened to every Carter album like 2,000 times minimum. I'm not saying it's a classic, but bro, no. There's, bro, which fucking song is it on the Carter Five that's.
Bro, I am not a human being. Part two. That song. That this song. I am not a human being. Part two as well is a. Cr I know all the lyrics to that shit. That shit is crazy. Just
Oh no.
entendres after entendres after
The bro,
entendres.
bro, the Carter Five is a fucking banger. The song with X, Don't Cry.
Is
Don't
it?
cry.
Yeah, no, I remember that, but I'm trying to think. There was,
Uproar. What the fuck though?
yeah.
Yeah. Dedicated. Can't be. Nah. For me anyway. Famous with his daughter on it. Yeah. Nah. That's. I would say there's at least six songs on there. Used to is fucking fire.
Is used to on that album,
Yeah. I swear that
bro.
was on a mixtape as well though.
That's what I was thinking.
Because it's Drake on it. It's like the song with Drake on it.
Drake was on the one I'm thinking of for sure.
Yeah. Let It All Work Out is a bro.
Let it all work out.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Let it all work out.
Bro,
Bro, that song is crazy.
Wayne's at seven? Nah.
Yeah, Wayne is
This
at
is
seven.
the worst list.
Notorious B.I.G., number six.
I get it.
I get it. All right, now we're into the meat. Eminem, number five. We expected that.
Yeah. I'd probably put him
You
to number
probably put
five.
him. You put him there.
I'd probably put him there. And I love him, but
Mr. Tupac Shakur. You are a Biggie. I swear you prefer Biggie over Tupac, though. If I'm not
well, I bro,
mistaken.
it, like for me, like I prefer I don't know how you'd word it, but like city hip hop, like inner city hip hop, like whereas like California, like West Coast hip hop's a lot more relaxed. I like aggressive, like hip hop. Like that's why I like
Because
Dirty
Tupac was a bit
South.
more of an activist, whereas
Yeah.
Biggie's like a rapper from
Yeah.
like the hood.
The
Well,
only
like
problem
both
I ever
rapper.
have, and it's controversial maybe about Biggie and Tupac, is the body of work isn't there. Because they were taken from us too soon, obviously. So we judge Wayne M. Hove over 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 albums. I think if I'm not mistaken, I might be getting this fucked up because my memory shit, but Biggie only ever released one album before he passed away. Everything else came after. And I think Tupac maybe produced two before he passed. I might be wrong.
When did Biggie pass again? He
I'm
died in
not.
1997. Let's see what albums he had. He had two albums. He had two albums.
So can you really judge a rapper based on two albums? Because if it was Drake or someone else, we'd be like, oh, well, he's only got two good albums.
I think that's part of it, though. That's part of the.
That's a legend. That's where the legend
Yeah, that's
lies.
the yeah, exactly.
It's
The
like,
untimely death.
yeah. And it could, because they say, don't they? They only appreciate when you're gone. Like, but this list is already fucked anyway. So I always put Biggie and Park. I don't include them. I kind of say they're above it all because they're kind of legends. They're
Yeah,
like
they're
almost mythical
cemented.
figures
Yeah.
that kind of encompass what hip hop is because they had the beef. They had the bars, they had the replayability, they had it all. So they're kind of the mythical figures. So I never put them on my list when I
Right.
when if I if I if I'm to think of a list. But where is he? He's number four.
He's number four.
Okay.
Number three, Nas.
I've got a controversial opinion on Nas
What
anyway,
is your
so
controversial opinion of that?
he's got one good album.
Damn. What does it say here? At this point, hip hop purists know Nas' path to greatness all too well. In 1991, a large professor tossed him an alley-oop on Main Source's pose cut live at the barbecue. Illmatic, is
Yeah,
the yeah.
so it's probably the greatest album of all time. Yeah,
I think that's what's keeping him there. His one good album.
I not not. I'm of the opinion that Jay-Z won. I think the Takeover is better than Ether, but you can't say people say he ethered him. Like you can't take away from the fact that that's the song that lived on. No one really talks about the Takeover, which, even though it's for me, is
Fantastic album.
no the song. So the
Oh, sorry,
Takeover,
sir.
yeah, the Takeover was
Sorry, sorry.
his diss track to Nas. But Ether, between Ether and Illmatic, that's what put him there. But I don't think anyone else does that. You go right. What other album? Because I couldn't, as like what I would classify myself as a hip hop purist, and you probably can't name another Nas album.
No, I definitely can't.
I can't, and I listen to hip hop like, and so how can you put him in like at third, and people will, I'm pretty sure anyone listens to this, someone will go, oh, geez, you don't know what he's talking about, whatever, but yeah, not for me.
No.
I don't even know who's going to be number two and number one and number two now, because you've named like, oh, Hov, but apart from Hov, who's number two then? Oh no.
Kendrick.
Oh shit. Would you even put Kendrick at two?
No.
You'd put, I mean, you're
he's
like
in top five.
You're heavy on Wayne. Pause.
For me, it would probably go Wayne. I have to give it up to, I don't listen to him much, but Jay-Z. Jay-Z's definitely up there. I think I'd put Kendrick maybe at three or four.
Bro, this is tough because...
But then again, to me, Childish Gambino is in like the top 15, maybe even top 10. To me,
I get it. No, I get it. But the problem is with him again.
I don't know if he can make it top 10. Actually, no.
He just doesn't drop enough. Like body of work. Like if it...
No, he did. So he dropped really regularly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, he started off with nerd rap, and not everybody was into that. But as like the fucking nerdy black kid that was skateboarding and still playing Pokemon, it like that shit really resonated with me. Plus it was like really lyrical, which is something I really enjoyed too, because I love like reading the lyrics and having it in front of me and like going over again and studying them and being able to remember them to like sing along. So that shit, yeah, I think that's more of a nostalgic thing though than an objective like where he's at.
See, the two people that would make it into probably that I would maybe put in the top five, if not top 10, that haven't even been mentioned are Game. No, three people, sorry. Game, who's probably like the biggest between him and 50 Cent, who I'd both put, probably put in my top 10. Like the two bullies of hip hop. And then T.I. They'd be the three that would probably make my top 10. But I don't... I mean, you could take Nicki out of that top 10 easily.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did we have in there?
We also had... By the way, T.I. is 32.
Oh. You're talking about like what one of the guys that put like the South on the map in hip-hop. And he's 32. What, bro? Whoever this person is needs to get the fuck out. Who wrote it? Can we? We need to.
We don't tear it down, but I'll send you the article.
Bro,
okay, so fucking... going from top 10, it was Nicki, Snoop, Drake, Wayne, Notorious B.I.G. Then from top 5, it's Eminem, Tupac, Nas, Kendrick, and of course Jay-Z.
So controversial, but I would.
Kanye didn't make top 10.
Wow. I mean, it's tough to write a top 10.
Nicki Minaj, though?
No, you could take Nicki out straight away. I'd take Nas out. Nas would probably make top 15 for me. And that's going to be fucking anyone who's listening to this will probably be like, he's fucking choked. But
Andre 3000 was 12th.
Exactly, bruh.
Rakim was 13th.
What probably wrote the. Between that and Illmatic, probably one of the greatest albums of all time.
50 Cent, 17th.
See, 50, I get it. He's the Curtis, Get Rich or Die Trying, and maybe Animal. And then everything else from 50 after that was kind of mid.
Mm-hmm. Lauryn Hill, 30.
She don't produce albums. She did one album. It was all her work with fuck, what's the group called?
Oh my gosh.
Was it the Fugees?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I know my shit.
Queen Latifah 44.
Yeah, but the Queen Latifah, yeah. They only really know for acting. Like people don't really they by like, her music is fire, but yeah, no one's listening. Amazing, but yeah. Who was number 50?
Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Gucci Mane was 38th, I think. Gucci Mane.
I went through a stage of like just maining Gucci Mane. Pause. That sounds weird, but there was a period. You know that was the same period that, do you remember, every album had a Lil Jon feature. Like if you produced an album, you had to have Lil Jon on it. I've never like replayed a Lil Jon album, but there was a period that I think maybe 2010 era, maybe a little bit earlier, everyone had a Lil Jon feature.
Little John was everywhere.
And
Actually, by the way.
that's sort of where people get Rick Ross fucked up, because Rick Ross has got bars, but no one's really reaching for a Rick Ross album. And his last album, I can't remember what it was fucking called, but it was a good album. But yeah, I think that's where they kind of get fucked up. And he kind of got cooked by Drake as well. Like, I can't remember what the Ozempic bar was, but it was fucking funny. And then he referenced the fact that he's been losing weight for fucking 25 years and hasn't changed.
What a bastard. It's just
But
because
yeah.
you didn't get lipo like Drake, allegedly.
But I fuck with Rick Ross. His song with Drake, I can't remember what the fuck it's called. Is it Pound Cake, maybe? But that song with Rick Ross is fucking fire. That's on my playlist as well. Imagine playlist.
Wasn't Pound Cake with Jay-Z?
Yes, it was. Yes, you're right. You're right. Can't remember what the song is with Rick Ross. I think Rick Ross and Wayne are on that. But yeah, bro.
Seems like a
Great way to.
great way to end that episode
Bro.
19.
Do you know what? These episodes fucking fly by. We like legit, we me and Ash have talked about this a bunch of times before we go. But like the way this podcast has gone, where we just sit down and have like a conversation for like an hour or two, it's just
Chop it
fucking,
up.
bro, it's so natural and it's just so organic. Like there's no pretense or whatever the word is like these episodes aren't pre-planned. Like we just sit down. We didn't know we'd have a fucking hour-long discussion about hip hop.
Has it been an hour long? Shit.
It probably hasn't been an hour. I think we've probably recorded for like maybe 90 minutes, but yeah, but it feels like, yeah, we didn't plan to have a whole fucking conversation about hip hop, which
That top 10 stuff was off the cuff, off the fly.
just talented fucking podcasters.
Oh,
Where can
yeah.
everyone fucking find you, brother?
I mean, y'all already see it over here. Just here. And Raisin Nashi, find me on Twitch. TikTok, soon to be YouTube.
Need that PC build.
We need it. We need it. I might be helping somebody else out in the community with their PC build, but I might have to travel to them to build it.
That's fucking fire. So yeah, also hit him up if you want to build PCs, because the boy knows. Tuesdays, Fridays.
Tuesdays and Fridays stream. Yes, every Tuesday and Friday I stream. Trying to make it a longer one. I'm not going to tell you what content I do. Just come and find fucking out. But it's chill either way. Public enemy number one.
You tell the words out loud. So, Delimit18 on Twitch, The Meat Gaming on every platform, Public Enemy number one, soon to be The Assassinator. I hope you enjoyed Monday. It's been real talk.
It has been real talk. And before we cut the hell out, he ain't in here no more,
Oh, do it, do it, do it.
but the boy's got a brand. You see, there's only two people in the picture now. It used to be three. Well, he's here, still repping him to this day. This
My
is the
boy Save His
clothing line.
Apps.
Savior Hope. Oh, Savior Hopes. North Hopes Saviors. Go cop out now. Put the link in the description.
And yeah, you'll have to fucking remind me that because I can't remember shit. Save His Apps on all platforms.
Favorite apps on all platforms.
It's been real talk. It's TMGC. We're unapologetic as fuck. Until next time, we out here. Boom.